I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of I Love Islam, today Alhamdulillah we have a lovely topic. Do you know what it is? It's called sharing love and kindness. Subhanallah, it's a beautiful topic. It's a topic that melts hearts, that connects people together. That's what we're going to be talking about today, inshallah azawajal. It's all about love, sharing love and kindness. Subhanallah, there are many ways that you can show love to someone. And today, inshallah azawajal, we are going to talk about some of them ways how you can express love. One of the beautiful aspects of showing love and kindness is it brings smile to people's faces. I know if you can bring a smile to people's face, that is awesome, subhanallah. Because we live in a time where people, generally, if you look around, people are worried, they're depressed, they have all sort of problems. Some people have family problems, work issues, people have stress at school, college. You know, everyone, generally, even a poor person, if you were to meet him, generally, you'll find even a poor person, he'll be sad. He won't feel like he's happy. He won't be content. You know, he'll have problems that he wants someone to come and talk to him. And similarly, if you to meet a rich person, although you think he's got all the wealth, he's got so much money around him, but you think, you know, he'll be the happiest person on the earth, it's not like that. Yeah, even the richest people, they have so much sadness in them. They have so much worry, they're stressed, they have depression, they have all sort of challenges in their life. So money, regardless of how much you earn, yeah, that's not a guarantee of happiness. And first of all, we should all pause and thank Allah Ta'ala for the blessings. So one of the ways to be thankful and to express, to build happiness in your own heart and to be content is to be grateful. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy, for the blessings that you have been given. And always think about those blessings. I'll just give an example. Look, at this moment, what are you doing? You're watching Madani channel and you're watching I Love Islam program. But what are you watching with? You're watching with your eyes. Just for a moment, if you were to close your eyes, just think, you close your eyes, you can't see anything. What if your life was like this? What if you were not able to see the world around you? Just imagine how difficult it would have been. Be grateful, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of the eyes. And those who have the eyes, what about the blessing of the tongue? Just for the one day, if we say, you're not going to talk to anyone. If people communicate with you and you're not able to talk to them, just imagine you lose the power of speech. It becomes so hard for us to communicate, to express our feelings with the people. Therefore, it is important for us to be grateful, to thank Allah Ta'ala for the blessings. And this is one of the ways, if you have any friends, your relatives, your family, tell them to be grateful of the blessings that we have. Always be thankful, always say, you know, Alhamdulillah for what you have. You know, if you can pass on this, like a beautiful message to your loved ones, and if they can have this mindset of being thankful to Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, they will have more blessings. They will feel content, and this will make them feel happy. So anyway, back to our topic, sharing love and kindness. When do you share love? Okay, generally, we have a habit, we show love to those people who show us love. If someone's nice with you, we're nice with them. Yeah? If someone gives you a gift, we give them gifts. If someone gives you ED, the next, you know, especially the parents, one of your, you know, relatives give ED to your children, then you make sure you give ED to their children. That's how it works in our culture. You know, we show love to those who love us. That's fine. You should increase love between each other. That's fine. What about those who are hungry for your love? What about those people who are waiting for you to meet them? What about them? What about those who you have hurt their feelings? You've done something wrong. If it's your fault or not, but that person feels that you've done something wrong, and they, you know, they have hatred in their heart for you. They don't have space in their heart for you. What about them people who have anger, who are not happy with you? What about being nice to them? What do you think? Is it a good idea? Do you think it's possible? We have to make it possible. Look, it's a family. It's brothers, aunties, uncles. There's no option of cutting relations. As Muslims, we have to maintain this love and connection with them. We have to be nice. We have to be kind. And whatever the situation is in your household, just put this in your brain that we have to live with this situation. We have to find a way to live closely and together without arguments, without problems. We have to find a way. How do you do that? You have to be tolerant. You have to remain patient. You have to sometimes ignore things. You know, a lot of kids like ignoring things. When your mom and dad tell you to do something and you're busy on the games, what do? You ignore them, don't you? Yeah, that's not the place to ignore. You ignore the feelings. If someone is showing ill feeling towards you, yeah, they're not showing the love vibes, that's the time that where you need to ignore them and don't have that expectation. Yeah, you know, if, for example, on the occasion of Eid, if someone did not visit your house, if your loved one, someone who you cut your connections off, they have not come to your house, you have not phoned them, you have not sent them an Eid Mubarak message, what happens normally? You think, you know what, I'm not going to bother with that person. You know, they don't value me, why should I message them? What's the point? Why should I waste my time? Yeah, that's not the Islamic way. As Muslims, you know, we need to focus on our character. We need to beautify our character. And our beloved Prophet, my final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has given us this guideline, and that is, don't cut off relations with your loved ones. Don't cut relations with your blood relatives. We have to be connected. As a Muslim, we can't cut relations. We have to remain, you know, together. We have to bond together. We have to be united. And we have to find a way to live together. If says, you know, in your family, you've got brother, you've got sister, you've got aunties, you've got uncles, you've got, you know, nephews and nieces, whoever's in your household, whoever is part of your family, we have to find a way to live together. And the way we'll do it is by being tolerant. Now, one of you has to be, you know, strong, has to be cool. Like they say, cool like a cucumber. You have to be cool. You have to remain soft. Now, if everyone's going to blow out and they're going to be hot-tempered, then it's not going to work out. You're always going to have arguments. You're going to be shouting and screaming at each other. That's not the way. As Muslims, let's use this Eid to reconnect with such relatives, such people who we have cut relations. Is there anyone today who's going to make this intention that inshallah, I'm going to reach out to those people who are either angry with me or who I have cut relations from my side, which whoever's at fault, I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to be the one who's going to make up. Who's going to make friends again? Is there anyone? Is there any children here who are going to say, look, I don't talk to my, you know, cousin brother or cousin sister or, you know, my nieces. I don't talk to them because of this X, Y, and Z. But now I'm going to make up. Is there anyone who's going to say this today, inshallah? We are talking about showing love and kindness. And there are many ways. You know, if someone wants to, you know, start a full-time job, the job is to, you know, just spread love. This is a full-time job. You know, even, you know, if you have 10 people in our community going around reconciling people and, you know, getting people together and, you know, spreading love, even that is less. As Muslims, we need to make sure this is part of our life. That has to be our priority. We need to have love and kindness. We have to be nice. We have to be gentle. We have to be soft. And that's the only way that we can move forward. You know, as a team, if you want blessings in your household, then do that. And sometimes things can go in pairship. In life, you know, parents and children, we do struggle sometimes. You know, it happens. Don't worry. You're a human being. It's normal. It happens. It's nothing different. These are the problems of every household. So you don't need to worry. It happens. It's normal. That's called being human. Yeah, you always have ups and downs. It's fine. Yeah, but now we need to make up as well. Yeah, and also, there are people around you, possibly in your own street, you've not spoken to them. You've not met them, and it's like 5 years, 10 years have gone past. You don't even talk to them because you've got your own life circle, they've got their own life routine, and you just move on. You don't even cross by, you don't even give salam, you've never been to their homes, they've never been to your houses. And this is not the way. You know, if they're Muslims and you have Muslim community around you, now as Muslims, remember, we are one. Yeah, wherever you are in the world, as Muslims, we are together. One body. It's one unit. And remember this, when a Muslim is hurt, when a Muslim feels pain in one corner of the world, then the Muslim from a different part of the world, they feel the pain as well. It hurts. We feel sorry for them. And we make dua for them. Many people have given their zakat, their donations. What is that? That is a sign of showing love. Being there for someone at the time of difficulty. That's a beautiful way of spending love, you know, expressing love with someone. Not all the time you have to say, brother, I love you. Or, my little sister, do you know I love you? Or parents have to say to their kids, putta, do you know I love you? Yeah. That's a way as well to express your love. But when when you know someone and they're in difficulty, and you're always there. You're always there for them at the time of difficulty. This is the real love. Yeah. And so, I'll give you an example. There might be someone here who drives. And you're going on a long journey and your car broke down. And normally what happens when your car breaks down, you have, either you get confused, you don't know what to do. You weren't expecting this. Yeah. Or you think of a few names that come to your mind and you ring them. So rather than calling the emergency line, you ring those people. It could be your friend, it could be your family member. You ring them, you give them a call. And when you phone them people, you know, this is the person who's going to help me. And that is awesome. Because they have, that means that the person who's stuck in the traffic, you know, and who had a car crash or whatever problem, they're ringing you, that means they have so much trust in you. They have trust in you. They know that you're going to be there for them at the time of difficulty. And that's how we should be. That's how we should be. Our connections should be such that we should be helping each other at the time of difficulty, at the time of pain. And this happens. You know, these moments come in our life, maybe a few times in a year, but these times come when you are struggling, when you just need someone to talk to you. Why don't you offer this facility from yourself, this, you know, availability that, brother, I'm easy, I'm available. Whenever you need me, whenever you think I can play a role to help you in your life, I'm here. Yeah, please call me whenever you want to talk to me. Yeah, you know, if you're bored, if you're depressed, if you have any problems, speak to me. You know, being there, yeah, being approachable, being available, being, I use the word talkable, you know, someone can talk to you, being in that, giving space to your people who are around you, and they're easy, you know, for you to talk to them, and you're able to talk to them. This is a beautiful feeling. And guess what? It doesn't happen. Most of the cases, it doesn't happen. Our behavior is sometimes become such that people have to think about 10 times before they talk to you. Yeah, I'll give you my personal experience. Sometimes, you know, if I want to say something, it might be a simple thing. Yeah, but sometimes there are people out there I have to think for at least a couple of days. You know, should I speak to him or not? Should I say this to him or not? Is this the right time or not? Why? Why does it have to be like this? Why do we have to be so aggressive and stubborn that people have to think, you know, should I speak to him? I want to give him an advice. He needs this advice. It will be so beneficial for him. I want to talk to him. But The thing is, he won't appreciate it. He won't be grateful. And instead, you know, he's going to flip at me. He's going to go crazy. He's going to shout at me. Yeah. Should I speak to him or not? Sometimes you have to think for weeks and months. And even then you don't speak to them. That's because our character, in our character we have this bad habit, which is we are not approachable. That's not a nice thing. You know, we need to live our life. And a lot of people don't realize, I'm sorry, a lot of us don't realize this. And we need to reflect on this. Ask yourself, are you approachable? Can people, especially those who are around you, your family, your friends, can they easily express their feelings? You know, at least give constructive criticism. Can they tell you off? If you do something wrong, can they tell you off very easily? If it's a no, there's a problem. And you know that's a problem. Please realize that as a Muslim, you know, we need to improve our character. Alhamdulillah, today we are discussing the importance of showing love and kindness. And I've mentioned quite a few important points. Yeah, and it's important that we reflect upon them. And the reason we're discussing these topics are so that they help us. They help us to beautify our character. And as Muslims, this is, if someone has this beautiful characteristic in him, he's always, you know, showing kindness to people. He's always, you know, spreading love. You know what happens? One of the benefits of this is that people love you as well. You know, people respect you. People, you know, they talk to you. They spend time. They feel honored if they spend time with you. And that's because, you know, you're a person who's approachable. You're a person who's kind. You have a beautiful character. That's the reason why we need to improve our character. Because we are Muslims. As Muslims, we must have a good character. So please, let's work on them. You know, make a list of these points that you're learning today and try to act upon these points. These things will help us to improve our behavior, our character. And people, you know, wherever you go, if you go to your madrasa, you're at home, you're at school, you won't have trouble. There are kids, and I have to say there are some kids who have outstanding reports in school, outstanding reports in madrasa, and outstanding report from the family. You know, everyone, they're so happy about their behavior. And that is something we want all the kids to be. All of you should be like this. Why is it that your mom and dad have to run around you? It's not nice. Every time they have to scream and yell at you, to call you, to make you do simple things, even if it's to change your clothes. And you know, one thing the elders will tell you, that there are certain things in your character, they remain with you in your life. So if you're the person that there's always someone around you, they have to push you around, they have to, you know, be on your case to make you do basic things. And what if this characteristic of yours stays with you in your life? That's not a good thing. You don't want to be like that. And guess what? When you grow old, people are not going to call you and make you do things. They'll tell you 2-3 times. After that, they won't even ask you. They'll just move on. They'll just ignore you. And that's not a nice thing to do. Yeah, that's not a nice thing to do. So we need to focus on our character. And today, as we're talking about the importance of showing love and kindness, I want to share with you another tip. And that is to eat together. Eating together is a beautiful way of, you know, reconnecting, reuniting with your loved one, reconciling. You know, if you have any differences, if there's anyone that you've not spoken to, come on, let's do a deal. Arrange a meal. If it's at your house, even if it's in a restaurant, arrange a meal. Go meet them over a meal. Talk to them. It's called, you know, table talk. Yeah, sit down over the table and have a chat. Talk to each other. Especially when you eat together. Sometimes you don't have to even talk to each other on them certain topics that you feel uncomfortable with. You can wait for the right time to do that. Instead of that, let's try other things. And one of them is, you know, invite them for a meal. Assalamu alaikum, Bhaijan, please make sure you come to have a meal with us tonight. Yeah, I'm going to be waiting for you. Just give them a call. Yeah, call your auntie. Yeah, auntie, make sure tomorrow at lunchtime, please come to our house. You have to have food with us. Yeah, or go to their homes. You know, go there, eat together. You know, when you're eating together, you'll get loads of blessings for that in the world and the afterlife as well. But also, you will also increase love between each other. You know, for example, on the dining mat, you all sat together as a family, you're eating, and it happens, you know, you have ups and downs, you know, you don't get on with each other, and one person doesn't like the other one, this one doesn't like talking to the other one, and you're still eating together. But if you, by the blessing of eating together, you know what happens? You won't see this physically, yeah, but what happens, the hatred between the people, that gets removed. It gets put to side, and love is put into the people's hearts on the dining mat. And that's what we want. That's what we want. You know, if you want to show kindness, that's the way. Meet people, eat with them. If you're still waiting, you know, for the right time to meet someone, when is it? Come on, please. Look out for them people. So why don't we fix a time? At least one meal. Come on, let's do a deal then. At least fix a time for one meal. For example, it could be dinner time at night. Yeah? 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock, whatever time you agree as a family. Let's fix that time and everyone eats the same time. Come on, is there anyone, is there any family who's up for the challenge? Come on, at least for the next 7 days. Is there anyone? Come on everyone, please. Make sure you take this challenge. Give it a try. Fix the time and be strict. Yeah, don't eat 1 or 2 hours before then. You know, make sure you wait for that time when everyone's together, then have the meal, inshallah. And this will really increase strength and unity in the family, inshallah. So I've got some fruit in front of me. Well, grapes. All, you know, we've been having desserts, yeah, but has anyone been busy eating fruit? We need to be healthy as well. We need to look after ourselves. Okay? What do you say before you eat? You say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In your mouth, mashallah. Whoever put this here, the Madhya Channel team in the background, whoever put this fruit here, Jazakallah khaira. That's another way. That's another way to enter people's heart. If someone fed you, someone gave you fruit, someone gave you a gift, say thank you to them. Say Jazakallah khaira. Jazakallah khaira. You know someone who has this habit of giving dua. Yeah, Jazakallahu khaira. If someone has the habit of saying this, saying thank you to those who have looked after you, they've served you, they've given you gifts, they cooked food for you. If you say Jazakallahu khaira regularly, even if someone give you water, if you can say Jazakallah, this is one of the reasons how you increase love between each other. So if you want to be happy as a family, you want to increase love between the siblings, between mother and daughters and family, and you know, if you want that love and kindness, please develop this beautiful habit, a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying Jazakallahu khaira, Jazakallahu khaira, mashallah. How you can increase love and kindness. Whatever you like for yourself, like for your other brothers and sisters as well. So, for example, if there's a certain meal that you like, certain food that you like, yeah, make sure you offer the same, you know, choice to other people as well. That, if there's any clothing, yeah, if it's Eid gift or whatever it is, if you like something yourself, give that something similar to them. And also, there's another touch to it as well. Sometimes, you might like, for example, orange. And you like eating orange, you love it. So that's your favorite fruit, for argument's sake. But the person that you want to offer this orange fruit, that person, you know that person really well. They're not really comfortable with orange, but they love mango. They love strawberries. Yeah. So sometimes you have to consider their choice as well. What do they like? What's their favorite color? What's their favorite fruit? What's their favorite clothing? What do they want? That's another thing to look at. So you give them what they, when you're thinking about giving a gift. Some people give gifts on birthdays, on Eid, Rabiul Awwal, any other occasions, people give gifts. When you give a gift to someone, don't just look at what you like. Okay, you can give that as well, but you should prioritize what they like and try to get them that thing. Yes, second, they might like something, but that's not their need at the moment. They need something else. For example, you bought them a gift which is worth, say, £200. But at this moment, they don't need that gift, that furniture. They need that £200, yeah, to meet other expenses. So you always contemplate, think before you give a gift to someone, what do they need? And if you can, you know, spoil them in any way, that's a beautiful way to enter someone's heart. And they'll remember you. They'll be thankful. Sometimes in life, you help someone, and they remember you for their whole life. There are different ways of how you can enter people's hearts. And one of them is to have that mindset. To have that mindset. I want to make friends. You know, if you know that you don't want to break up with someone, whatever happens, I'm not going to break up. Even that person wants you to break up. Yeah, you got your mindset, you know, firm. Whatever happens, I'm not going to break up. If that person screams at me, shouts at me, swears at me, if that person cuts off ties with me, whatever that person does, I will not break up. I will still make up with them. I will still try to keep the bonding, at least from my side, I will have, you know, soft heart for that person. This is a very important tool that we have to keep in mind. A lot of our family problems are because we get upset too early. Now, if someone doesn't fulfill the expectations what we had in our minds, and they've dropped that standard, they've gone below the expectations of yours, then you sometimes cut relations. You know, you say, I don't want to talk to that person. I don't want to know them. And so one way to sort this problem out is you develop this mindset. Whatever happens, there are certain people in your life you cannot afford to break up. Full stop. Identify those people, and whatever happens, never break up with them. And that means never argue with them, never, you know, stop talking to them. You will have differences. I'm not saying here and telling you that you won't have differences. You will have differences. That person might say something or will do something. You will 100% disagree. It's fine. It's absolutely normal. Yeah, it happens. And that's why we're humans. Yeah, not everyone has to go your way. It's not about my way or the highway. It's not like that. We have to show a bit of flexibility. So please develop this mindset that whatever happens, I'm still going to be their friend. Yeah, just have that mindset. And trust me, if you can have this mindset, whatever happens, I'm not going to break up with my brother. I'm not going to break up with my sister. I'm not going to break up with my uncle, my auntie, my mom, and my dad. I'm never going to break up. If you have that mindset, regardless of how they behave towards you, inshallah, you will have that willpower. You will have that courage. And inshallah, one day things will be back to normal. Things will be fine. Remember this very important thing. In arguments, and when you're upset with someone, remember one thing. Always leave a door open where you can come back in again. Sometimes what happens, you break up in such a way that you're closing all the doors. You're closing all the doors. So make sure you always leave one door open, even if you have to, you know, separate. For whatever reason, you have to. That's the only way for you to move out. You separate. You move to your own directions. Even then, life can take turns. And if you need to come back together, make sure you don't have a dead end. You keep a bit of a space. Have a gate. Leave one door open that you can still come back. Please remember that. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. By the way, whilst we are coming to the end of our transmission today, alhamdulillah, right from the beginning, we have been discussing the importance and the significance of showing love and kindness. It's a vast topic. There are so many things to discuss in this topic, and I hope you've enjoyed them, you've benefited from them, and whatever, if there's anything you've learned from this topic today, please make sure you take this lesson, you know, to your heart. And that is, as Muslims, we are going to work on our character. We're going to beautify our character. We want to live our life in such a way that people, you know, feel very comfortable with us. People, you know, are easy with us. We are approachable. We are available. We are talkable. Yeah, someone can talk to us. Someone wants to have a word with us. We're easily available. We shouldn't be like, you know, we shouldn't live our lives in such a way that people have to like chase us for weeks just to find a time to talk to us. Shouldn't be like that. Okay, we need to be approachable as well. Okay, we need to be approachable. So if someone does find us, then they should be able to talk to us as well. You know, what we have to do, you know, to make this possible is if someone wants to talk to us, even we know what they're gonna say, even we think they're wrong in their, you know, thoughts, in their ideas. Yeah, they've got the wrong decisions in their mind. Even then, listen to them. Lend them your ears. Talk to them. Let them take it all out. Sometimes you just need to let them, you know, release all the energy. Let them talk. You know, once they've spoken, once they've had that good 1 hour, or if it's 30 minutes or whatever it is, you know, let them speak first. Once they took everything out, let them relax. Let them calm down. Then you can always explain to them. And if you feel you're able to convince them, then obviously, you know, give your side of the story. If you think it's not possible, and you're not able to, you know, convince them, or you think they're still wrong, and you're the right person, but this is not the right time to make that person understand, or you know they won't agree with you, it's fine. At least you lend your ears to them. You've heard their side of the story. Then at least, okay, I've heard your side of the story, but give me some more time. I need some more time to think about this. You don't have to rush in your decisions. Just be kind. I hope, inshallah, Azawajal, we're going to utilize this opportunity to increase love and unity and strength in our families, inshallah, Azawajal. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you loved it. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, keep you happy. Finally, just before I go, please don't forget your loved ones who have passed away. Make sure you make dua for them. Make sure you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for their forgiveness. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give them high place in Jannah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until the next program, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Look after yourself. Keep well. Stay well. Keep healthy. Keep reading namaz, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.